This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. The Macomb City Council approved selling land to a renewable energy provider to build a solar garden, which is a small-scale solar farm. According to Sunrise Energy Ventures, buying the land is the first step in the process. There is research still to do and the permitting process to complete before construction can begin. The 17 acres of land is adjacent to Ameren Illinois' facility on East University Drive. Sunrise Energy Ventures is based out of Minnesota and also operates solar farms in North Carolina, New Mexico, and Indiana. Roger Brown works for Sunrise Energy. He is based in Macomb and is retired from Western Illinois University, where he was an instructor in business and technology and worked with the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs. Brown says his job with Sunrise is to help the company expand its operations into Illinois.
Illinois has just, this at the end of the year, put into law some new rules on solar being part of the portfolio, the renewable portfolio standard. So in anticipation of that, we are out looking for suitable locations to build solar farm.
So is Macomb going to be the first Illinois city, or are you working on several cities at once?
Well,
right now?
I'm working in a number of places, again, around the state, and obviously this one's pretty important, and it's very close to home. But I have other projects, too, that we'll be looking at.
Okay. And do you always find land this close to a utility next to Ameren?
Well, that's a good question. The answer is no. There are other locations where there's land available close to the substation, but you need to have access to the substation by the distribution lines and so on. And surprisingly, that can be difficult in some areas.
To get adjacent
to
or
find,
to get
to
access?
To find the right kind of property to be able to access a substation.
Okay. So obviously this is a very short commute.
It's a very short commute.
And what sort of benefit does that have for Sunrise?
Well, the closer you can be to the substation, the less infrastructure you have to have, and you're not having to move the power as far. But just in general, just being close to the substation is very helpful to a project.
Do you negotiate a rate with Ameren, or is there a set rate for solar energy?
That's probably a question better answered by someone else other than I, but the state has set up some rules and so on how that particular process works as well. But from our standpoint, we're taking the risk that everything will be in place and we can make it a successful venture.
Do you have any sort of estimates as to how much power a solar garden this size would be able to produce?
Well, in general, this size property should be somewhere in the neighborhood of a capacity of 2 megawatts. So there are different rules of thumbs for a megawatt of power, but typically I use 300 homes per megawatt. So let's say 600 homes.
So will people in Macomb notice anything different at all once this gets going?
Well, the panels will be there, but they'll also be fenced, very similar to what Ameren already has with their substation. So there will be a fence around the particular project.
But as far as their consumption of energy goes, will they notice anything different with it being solar energy?
That's why Ameren has to be involved, because the power has to be secure and not disruptive to the grid system. So, no, they should not notice a difference. They will not notice where those electrons come from.
That is Roger Brown. He lives in Macomb and works for Sunrise Energy. The company just brought 17 acres from the city to build a solar garden in Macomb. The city council agreed to sell the lot for $306,000. Mayor Mike Inman says the land was the last parcel available in Macomb's business park. He says the property had been underutilized since the business park opened in the 90s. It is currently leased to a local farmer. Inman says Sunrise Energy has indicated it intends to begin construction within 18 months. I'm Emily Boyer, Tri-State's Public Radio News.